This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sherwar Dev administers oath of office and secrecy to Minister of State for Health and Population, Umesh Swasta. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma says current investment will be centered on COVID-19 vaccination drive. Kathmandu Valley administrations extend ongoing prohibitory order till 4th of August. An Afghan government imposes a month-long night curfew to stop Taliban from invading cities. Now the news in detail. Minister of State for Health and Population, Umesh Swasta, has taken oath of office and secrecy today. Prime Minister Sherwar Dev administered the oath of office and secrecy to State Minister Swasta at Singhadarbar amid a function today. Earlier, President Bidya Devi Bhandari had appointed lawmaker Swasta as the Minister of State for Health and Population on the recommendation of Prime Minister Sherwar Dev. The Supreme Court has rejected to issue interim order in a writ filed by People's Socialist Party Nepal Chair Mohanta Thakur against a decision of the Election Commission to verify the legitimacy of the party counting the heads of the Central Executive Committee members. A single bench of Justice Kumar Regmi rejected to issue the interim order and called both sides on the 30th of July for discussion. The dispute between the two factions of Chairman Duo Mohanta Thakur and Upendra Yadav of the People's Socialist Party surfaced recently over the legitimacy of the party. Nepal National Traders Federation has urged Prime Minister Sherwar Dev to ensure vaccines to the industrialists and traders at the earliest. A team led by Federation Chair Naresh Kotwal met with Prime Minister Dev at Balwatar today and apprised him of country's economy dented by the COVID-19. They demanded the Prime Minister to fully write off the interest for traders and industrialists during the lockdown period and create atmosphere to provide loan to the industries without mortgage and at subsidized rate. The parliamentarians in the International Relations Committee have stressed on formulating foreign policy, keeping the national interest at center. In the meeting of the International Relations Committee of the House of Representatives held at Singhadarbar today, the lawmakers said the nation should move forward by making strong and sustainable foreign policies with neighboring and friendly countries. The parliamentarians also stressed on formulating unified foreign policy to address the international concerns. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma had said the current investment will be centered on COVID-19 vaccination drive. Speaking at an interaction program with former finance ministers, Minister Sharma clarified that the government investment would be prioritized for the COVID-19 vaccination campaign, saying the success of the vaccination would ensure the revival of the country's economy. Finance Minister Sharma stated that the government was effortful to address the issues of economic crisis caused by the pandemic. CPN UML Chair KP Sharma Oli has urged all leaders and cadres of the party to stand for party unity. Addressing the first meeting of All Nepal Women's Association Secretariat today, Chair Oli clarified that the leaders derailed from the party line would be forgiven by the party itself, not by him. He added that the party would grant amnesty to those party leaders and cadres who returned to the party, shunning the anti-party activities. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 2,237 new cases of COVID-19 today. As per the latest update of the ministry, 2,050 people have recovered from the infection in the last 24 hours. With this, Nepal's COVID-19 recovery rate now stands at 94.6%. Meantime, the country has recorded additional 18 corona-related deaths today, pushing the total death toll to 9,713. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ। बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भन, अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु, यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ मोर न्यूज। The ongoing prohibitory order has been extended till the 4th of August in Kathmandu Valley, citing persisting risk of COVID-19 infection. Chief District Officer of Lalitpur, Dundi Prasad Nirwala, informed that a meeting of the three Chief District Officers of Kathmandu Valley decided to extend the prohibitory order for 10 more days. CDO Nirwala clarified that no changes were made in the provision of ongoing prohibitory order. The prohibitory period extended last time is expiring from today midnight in the Kathmandu Valley. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has said that the monsoon is being active again from tomorrow. Senior meteorologist Barun Powell informed that the low-pressure belt of monsoon was gradually moving towards the Tarai region, which would make the monsoon active in the country next day. The department has also warned the people to remain alert as the rivers and streams would be flooded and landslides could occur in the hilly areas. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now on to some international updates. The Afghan government has imposed a month-long curfew across almost all of the country to stop the Taliban from invading cities. The night-time curfew has been imposed across the country's 34 provinces to stem surging violence unleashed by a Taliban offensive that has seen the armed group make rapid territorial gains. Apart from the capital Kabul and two other provinces, no movement is allowed from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. A major typhoon has hit China's eastern coast just days after deadly floods devastated parts of the country. State media have reported that Typhoon Imphal made landfall in the city of Zhongshan today. Transport lines are suspended and people have been told to stay indoors. Trees have been uprooted and there has been some flooding. Dozens of ships have been evacuated from a busy port south of Shanghai. Emergency crew are still working around the clock to rescue survivors and provide aid to the tens of millions of people affected by the floods. Now, a sports update. In the ongoing 32nd Summer Olympics game, China is leading the medal tally with 6 gold, 1 silver and 4 bronze medals. Japan is trailing behind in second position with 5 gold and 1 silver medals. And United States of America is in the third position with 4 gold, 2 silver and 4 bronze medals. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to continue at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Sudur Paschim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva administers oath of office and secrecy to Minister of State for Health and Population Umesh Swastha. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma says current investment will be centered on COVID-19 vaccination drive. Kathmandu Valley Administration's extend ongoing prohibitory order till 4th of August. An Afghan government imposes a month-long night curfew to stop Taliban from invading cities. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.